Now, brethren, we have another rather happy event just now, and that's the formal ordination of one of our ministers. He has actually been in the ministry for some time. I think it was about a year ago this time that Mr. Carlton Smith and also Kenneth Swisher were ordained in Pasadena as local elders in Pasadena. But they had not yet graduated and were not at that time or given the full ordination and the complete authority and responsibilities of the ministry, anticipating, of course, to do that upon their graduation, which was last June. Well, they were so needed in the field that they were both rushed out of Pasadena almost the same evening that they graduated. I don't remember, but it was immediate. And before there was an opportunity to confer upon them their full and complete ordination. Mr. Kenneth Swisher was made pastor here, and I believe at Minden, Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. And Mr. Smith, Carlton Smith, at Lyons, Colorado, Pueblo, Colorado, and at Garden City, Kansas. Now, when we were passing through here some 2 months or so ago, I believe it was, to see about the location for the tabernacle, when we felt that we were beginning immediately the construction of the new tabernacle, a number of us ministers were here, including Ted Armstrong and I believe Norman Smith and Raymond Cole and John Hill. And at that time, we did complete the formal ordination of Mr. Swisher, who is caused to be absent today on a case involving one of our members, and he's had to go to Kansas City, Missouri. And Raymond Cole and I had flown directly then to Denver and up into Lyons, Colorado, and intended to ourselves ordain him up there at the first opportunity. But we missed him. He had left, I think, a few minutes before we arrived on his weekly round for Garden City, Kansas. And so he has had to continue in the ministry without that ordination until now. We're going to cure that situation right now. Mr. Carlton Smith, will you come forward? And all of the evangelist ministers, just the evangelist ranked ministers, I believe, at this time. And I think that makes a total of 18 ordained ministers that we have in the church at the present time. 17 of them, I think, are here, and Carlton Smith is in London, England at the church there. And now, Almighty God in heaven, we come before you, Father in heaven, to formally, now, Father, lay our hands on our brother Carlton Smith, to give him this ordination. He has already been in your ministry and serving you, but now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lay our hands upon him. And we ask you, by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the authority of Jesus Christ, to ordain Carlton Smith as your minister with a full ordination into the ministry and in the rank of elder. As your fully ordained minister and empowered with all of the authority of your ministry. We thank you for him, Father in heaven. We thank you for what you have done in his life. We thank you that you have completely conquered him, that you have brought him to complete submission to you, to be obedient to you, and to come under your authority, that now he can be placed in authority. You said if we're faithful over a few things, that you will place us over many things. Now, Father in heaven, we ask you to help him. We ask you to fill him with the power of your Spirit. We ask you to keep angels constantly about him. Help him in all of his duties. Bless him in every way. Give him wisdom. Fill him with love. Give him all the fruit of your Spirit of joy and peace and patience, gentleness and kindness and goodness and all of the things of your character, Father, and of your nature. Put them within him. Give him the wisdom and the power that he needs, the understanding. Go with him wherever he goes. He's merely, Father, an instrument in your hand, so we ask you, take him and use him. He is yours. And we thank you for him, and we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, if the angels of God are shouting for joy over one sinner that repents, how much more over one who has gone further and is prepared and trained and educated by experience, education, consecration, and everything to be a leader and to bring others into the fold and to feed the sheep that are in the fold. I wonder if you realize in this time, in the darkness of this world, just how rare and how scarce a true minister of Jesus Christ is. Only 18 in all the world. So after all, this is not a little occasion, but a big one, though we've tried to take very little time with it because our schedule is crowded this afternoon. Well, now, brethren, I trust we're all here because, as I mentioned, we are told to take up an offering on these occasions. Strictly speaking, in the Bible, it mentions the three seasons of the year at which the holy days are held, but there are the seven festivals and the seven annual holy days, and so we are to take up this offering on each of these occasions. And now, brethren, I think it is really providential that we did not build the tabernacle, because we can see since just last night that we were not planning to build it big enough. We would have built a tabernacle that at the most would have seated 3,300. There are more than 2,500 of us here now. I'm sure that next year we will have over 3,000 at the rate we are increasing, and I think we're going to increase even more rapidly than that in future years, and a tabernacle that large would only have lasted us this one year. We would have outgrown it immediately. Now we're going to have to build it bigger, and it's going to take even more money, of course. I will say, though, that the increase of an additional 100 feet of width, as we would call it, the new tabernacle will be 121 feet in actual width this way. We had planned on 150 feet this way. We're now going to have to make it, I think, 250 feet. That extra 100 feet, though, will not cost proportionately more because, of course, in a building you have the, you might call the two ends as well as the sides, the floor, and the roof or the ceiling over it. Well, it just means the sides, the roof, and the floor, but the two ends are there anyway, so we at least save that much. And a lot of other preparatory expenses and all of that. It isn't going to cost an awful lot more, but it will cost more money. Now, as I told you last night, all of this offering is going to be put in the bank as to be held until we start the building. We probably will have to pay it down within 30 days because I think they want to start the new building within 30 days. It's going to be right down over and up over the hill, right across over here, the new tabernacle. There will be a great large parking space over there. This here will become then our dining hall only, with chairs for eating all through this space, and we hope we can clear out the front room as it was originally intended as a lounging room. And I think it's going to be very, very fine that we can have all of that. The new platform, I might say, for the benefit of Mr. Edinger and Mrs. Martin and our corral, is going to be, I think, about twice as large as this one. So there will be ample space for the corral as it grows. And this tabernacle is finished on the outside. It is not quite finished yet on the inside, but it's in. We've intended that it would be rough and never completely finished. I don't think we're ever going to finish up above here. I think it'll stay like that, although I do think it will be stained or painted or something. We would have finished this platform up here if we were continuing to hold services. I don't know what we will do with it. I hope that we can have the new building completed next fall. We want to start the building right away so it can be ready. Now, as I said last night, you see the need. Enough money didn't come in to build it this year. Brethren, we need to dig down deep. And we need to keep money and tithes and offerings going out to Pasadena because This is a month when tithes usually fall way down. While we're here, I can tell you one thing. The money is not coming in normally out in Pasadena now. It never does. When we're here, sometimes I wonder how many people take the offering money they were going to send to Pasadena and come here with it. You're not supposed to do that. God has provided a way of saving a second tithe for your expenses to come to the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, a message will be preached on that a little later in this time. But God has provided the way. And brethren, if we try to refuse God's way and go our own way, we're going right away from the way of God. And we're going, as I mentioned this morning, the way that leads to curses and to ultimate eternal death. So let's be careful and do everything God's way. And God's way is that you save a second tithe. Yes, you can do it. Oh, it takes a complete remanagement of all of your financial affairs. That's true. But I'll tell you, a very large portion of all of those here are doing it, and the rest of us all can. So many are doing it that we know it can be done. You just don't spend so much money on other things. You have to give up worldly pleasures. This is the pleasure God gives you. And it should be a very great pleasure and a happiness and a joy. So now let's dig down deep. Let's give more liberally than we did a year ago. I want to raise over $25,000 today in a week from today. We have $40,000. I want to raise that to $65,000. Now then, if you can make it $75,000, that's fine. We want to do it. But we should give a little more liberally than we did a year ago. Now, first, if the deacons will come right now and go through the audience first, and just as I explained, you deacons come right along to save time, and I will explain it. First, they're going to pass out envelopes, and listen carefully now. The envelopes are only if you're putting in tithe money. Mention the tithe and how much it is. Or else just mail your tithe to Pasadena as you always did. If you want to put it in here, it's all right, but designate tithe and your name and address. Now, if you want a receipt for your offering, mark it offering and your name and address. Or if there's tithe and offering, designate the amount of tithe and the amount of offering. Because the tithe money is not going into the tabernacle, only the offering. And this should be an offering over and above tithes and ordinary offerings. This is a very special offering just for the tabernacle, so we'll have adequate facilities here next year and from then on. Now, first they're passing out the envelopes. If you can just hurry right along, deacons, because they wanted to do this, and I was afraid it would take up too much time, so I told them they're sort of on the spot. If they can do it real quickly, all right. If not, we won't pass out envelopes a week from now. But it's the only way, I think, that you have of keeping a record. And if you want a receipt for it, that's the only way we'll have of knowing what you have put in. And remember, it is deductible on your income tax. Because the Radio Church of God is an accredited nonprofit corporation with the Internal Revenue Bureau. So now if you write out a check, just can't you make it a little bigger than you plan to? If you're giving money, maybe you could go just a little farther on that. A little bit you were going to keep back, just put in a little more. I think that God's people should be very liberal. Somehow we've never come to the place yet like they did in the day of Moses, where Moses had to send out a second proclamation to restrain the people they were giving too much. Why can't we be like that? Why, that's when they'd just been delivered from being slaves, too. Well, I don't see the envelope, so we're going to go ahead. We better just take up the offering then, because the envelopes haven't come. I don't know where the deacons are. Do we have the deacons of those Texas-sized baskets to take up the offering? They're supposed to be here. I don't see any deacons. Well, why don't they come out? Here they come. You know, always before, it seems that we take up two-thirds of our time in things like this, and we don't get the messages. And this year, we want to hurry all of these things along and have time for the sermon. Well, I think that would be better. Well, now, during the passing of these, and write it out quickly, if you will, and then they're going to bring the offering baskets immediately. Shirley Nash and Dwight Armstrong are going to play on their violins Donquist Symphony No. 2 with Mrs. Eckert accompanying.
This recording has been brought to you by BibleStudy.org, who did the time-consuming work of reclaiming the message.